You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm excited to be hanging out with you guys today. And I've got some special guests here in the house that I will announce here in a minute. But I'm excited because we just got done with Inner Circle Week. And so the last 4 days, I've been sitting in mastermind meeting after mastermind meeting after mastermind meeting, and I'm loving it. And so many good ideas. And today's Friday, and I'm just kind of relaxing today, trying to like get my mind back. And I thought before it's all over, it'd be fun to do a podcast talking about Inner Circle. But at the same time, I was like, I don't know what to talk about. Like, there's so many things that happened, and I don't even know the right way to do it. And so I brought two friends and guests to kind of come in here and have them. They were both the Inner Circle, kind of behind the scenes, running things around. And I wanted them to come and ask me questions and kind of figure out some behind the scenes for you guys to hear, which is kind of the game plan for today. And both of them also are recently, in the last 3 days, launched kind of a TV show for ClickFunnels, which is really exciting. And so I will introduce them here first. So the two guests are here today. Number one is Ben Moot, who's been here at ClickFunnels forever, since day three.
The minute you announced it, you were like, we're trying this in beta. I'm like, I'm in, breaking everyone. I loved it.
And yeah. Ben helped us when we first launched. The very first certification program ever was there. And then he went on his own for a while. And then we brought him back. And anyway, he's been around forever. One of our diehard funnel hackers. If you cut him, he will bleed funnels, which is really, really cool. At least we're assuming we could. We may try it before the episode's over. So just so you're fully aware. And then our second guest, someone I've just gotten to know really well over the last couple of weeks, but I've been watching her for a long time, Susan Leonardson. And she's someone who actually lives here in Boise as well. She's a funnel builder. She runs an agency and does a whole bunch of other cool stuff. And someone who I just have had so much fun watching her and what she's been doing in the ClickFunnels community. And so recently I asked both Ben and Susan if they would be willing to kind of launch a behind the scenes TV show of all the chaos and the crazy things that are happening consistently and constantly in the ClickFunnels community. And so we kicked it off during Inner Circle.
It's cool.
And it was fun. So the show is called Funnel Hacker TV. And if anyone wants to watch the episodes during it, because like literally in the middle of Inner Circle, they went on stage when everyone was done and they started like talking about the big ahas and the takeaways they got, which was really cool. And then they did that both days. And what's the view count on both those?
The view count. So the first one has over 100,000 views. The second one has.
Are you serious? Wait, hold on. I thought it was like 25,000.
No, it's over 100,000 views for the first one.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And the second one has over 50 now.
Okay, so the show's a hit. It's officially
off.
Most TV shows on TV don't get that many, and you guys, the first two episodes, which is crazy. So if you guys want to watch the past episodes, if you go to funnelhacker.tv, you can go and you can register, get on the list, you can see the past episodes. They were there behind the scenes doing that. And so actually, maybe I'll flip the – maybe I'll interview you guys for this part. Okay, let's do this first off. So that was the first time either of you have been to an Inner Circle meeting, right?
Yeah.
So Susan, I'll ask you first. Yeah. What did you think of it? Did you have a takeaway or something that was just – I don't know. You've been obviously funnel hacking live and other things, but
well, the format is totally different than any of the other things, right? Because it's the Inner Circle community sharing, like the gives and the asks was so awesome because normally, you know, we go to funnel hacking live, we hear from you, we hear from the people that you've selected to speak to us. Go to 2CCX, same deal. It's like a mini FHL the Mastermind in Paradise. And but Inner Circle, the 2 days, it was a little bit you, but it was mostly hearing from everyone else and breakout rooms. And all. It was really awesome to hear what everyone else is doing. And one thing that stood out to me though, is I think it was in Mexico. You said, you love seeing people take your framework and then just like make it better, like expand on it. And that's what I feel like I was hearing from people as they were sharing was, I forgot who it was. Someone shared like the value elevator. I was like, oh, that's Russell's framework, but they like took a little bit of a spin on it. It was really awesome to see how everyone just takes it and runs with it.
Yeah. I was in the bathroom and I overheard somebody talking, which was kind of, so I'm like trying not to make a noise. And they asked like, so you were Mastermind in Paradise versus this, what was the difference? And they said the Mastermind in Paradise, they felt like was very strategic. Like, here's the strategy, but like here, he's like, I was expecting that. But instead, like we're in these rooms and everyone's sharing like the very specific tactics of how they're doing things and the tweaks and the changes. And he's like, I was expecting, but he's like, it's such a cool, like yin yang of like Russell's laying strategy. Here's all the individual tactics. And I never thought about that way before, but that's exactly what it is. Like of all the events, this one is the easiest for me because it's not me. It's like, here's the community. Like all you guys go have fun. And it's awesome. Yeah. How about you, Ben? What was your biggest, how did you feel about it all?
First off, like as the person who's been like buying absolutely everything for the last like however, like, oh, he just came out with this.
That's the only thing you haven't bought yet, right?
No, I had not bought the Inner Circle. I had not joined the Inner Circle. I was like, crap. And so I was like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. And somebody asked, like, I was like, who wants to see behind the scenes in the Inner Circle? And they're like, Ben, you got in? I'm like, I got it behind the scenes, but it's really cool. And so I still want to buy it.
I'll accept your money anytime you want to give it to me. There we go.
So the cool thing was like being able to, you've seen it. I've seen like snippets of it in different courses. And at one point you're like, this is the behind the scenes in the last like 4 years when we actually did it, when the mastermind launch. And it was being in the room, being able to see things. The number one thing that shocked me was how open you were about everything that we're trying. Like, there's like, oh, there's some things we're not going to, that may not work, but we're trying this. We're doing this. And you're like, you guys want to see this? And you just listed out like the seven things that we're going with. And I was like,
and now that you're inside ClickFunnels, yeah, like this stuff we're actually doing. Russell's actually sharing
like,
this.
He's actually sharing, like, you don't realize
it's going to work or not.
He's not letting, like, you don't keep secrets. You know, it's like, you're just letting all the good stuff out. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, he's letting everything go. Like, the ideas, you're like, I just had this idea last week. This is how we're going to do it. And then you present in front of everybody. I'm like, I didn't think he was going to share that. But you're on the stage and it's like, it's the group of people that you've always wanted to be around. Yeah. I've heard that multiple times, but I've never been able to like feel the energy of the room when it's just that group. Yeah. And so that was cool. It's, we mentioned it, but it's like, it's the movers and the shakers. It's the people who are driving and making a difference. And when they start to share those things, sometimes I was not expecting the amount of times people would say, you know what, this is going to get kind of spiritual, but this is how I keep balanced. And they talked about how they keep balanced or like psychology stuff. And just to be able to not go crazy as they do everything that they do. Then there were the other ones where it was like the elevator and it was, you know, this is how we do shorts and this is the cool TikTok twist. And by the way, you should be doing, putting this into all your programs because it's free money. It's like, what the?
Oh yeah. I was the same way. Like, there's so many like little nuggets that I'm like, God, like I would have paid to be here.
Yes.
A lot. And it, yeah, it's so cool.
So do you just bounce it back. Do you ever watch those? Like, do you go back and watch them again?
Well, it's funny. That's the reason why we instituted the whole best set. So the way it works, for those who don't know, is we come to a big, so about 100 people in the Inner Circle. So everyone comes together and usually I'll give a presentation. Like Ben said, this is not like formal presentations with Russell with a bunch of slides. It's more like, all right, here's what I'm thinking about today. And it's a creative, and it's funny because typically most people, the first meeting of our mastermind, they're confused and they don't like it because they've always come from like course-based work, which is like module one, module two, module three. They show up and there's no modules. There's no nothing. It's just like, blah. And the first time everyone gets overwhelmed and there's a whole bunch of ideas and they don't know what to do and they leave. And every single time, and then the second time they come back, they're prepared for it and they're like, oh, I'm not coming to like learn step one, step two, step three. I'm like, I already have if I'm at this level, I already have the foundation things in the business. I'm just looking for like little things I can take to amplify what I'm doing. Yeah. And so the second time they get it and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so much better. But usually the first time it's overwhelming, which is kind of interesting. But I can't remember the question you asked. This is how tired I am.
How do you collect all the ideas from that?
Oh yeah. So what we do, so yeah, thank you. So I'll show them, I start in the beginning, I share a bunch of ideas and then the group breaks into five breakout groups. Yep. Five breakout groups that are facilitated by facilitators are actually some of my category kings. So they're people who you know, the meetings I actually facilitate, they're in those, so they know how it works. And so then they facilitate a little group, and then everyone, the way it works, everyone gets up, and the first thing they do is they share something cool that's working in their business. This is like everyone, and everyone's trying to one-up each other, so everyone's like, here's my idea, here's my, and like, which just causes some competition, but it gives you the best ideas, all rise to the top. And then the second half of it is then, like, they ask, like, I'm stuck with this, or I'm frustrated here, I can't, you know, my kid's driving me nuts. What do I do over here? You know, and they get kind of feedback from the group. And so I used to try to bounce from room to room trying to get, you know, because I don't want to miss anything. And right. So what we started doing was the best stuffs where when each session's over, they go through and if there's one or two like the best ones, we bring them on the main stage and have them share with everybody. And this year's best stuffs were amazing for me because like I've been stuck on like the strategy for our Facebook's, like not the paid side, but the organic side I've been struggling with. And one lady got up and she's like, this is how we're using fan pages and groups. And I was like freaking out. I'm like, oh, yeah, she runs like, I can't remember how many groups.
And the amount of people in the groups was ridiculous.
Oh yeah. Like hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. Like
multiple groups.
Near millions.
Yeah. So like that, I was like freaking about that. And then I can't remember all the things, thing after thing. And so that's my job. My best way is to get that. And the moderators work for me in this process. And so they all, at the end of the day, like shoot me over like, oh, make sure you talk to so-and-so and this one. And someone did this thing cool. So it's kind of like they're grabbing best ideas and filtering back to me. And it's amazing. So Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool how it was set up that way, because like I just we stayed in the main room. I was like, oh, I wonder what we're missing in the other rooms. And being able to see what was the best. I'm sure they were all awesome, but those like golden nugget ones, it was awesome.
My brain was so exhausted after all the days. It was like, oh my gosh, so much information. You just, whew, that was something else.
Okay, so let's turn the tables in. So now you guys have kind of understand what Inner Circle looks like and what it was. I'd love any questions that either of you guys want to ask me, because again, I was trying to think, like, what can I talk about on a podcast? And I was just kind of like, you know, brain dead from the week. And I was like, I'm going to put it on you guys to be the host of this. So any questions you guys have about either what you experienced or questions specifically about things that were taught or anything, you guys, you are the voice of the community today for anything that you think people would want to know. So
I think this is true, but I'm not always sure. In the mastermind group, everybody gets together. We all get started. You kick it off. So you kind of set the pace of this is the give. And because you give so much, everyone has that reciprocity where they're willing to give their best. And they know it's not going to be stolen or taken. There's goodwill in that room. But do you always have a speaker on day one? Like somebody that you bring in from the outside, like you guys are going to love this. Or is this something unique?
Like with Michael Haig this time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I always, with Inner Circle, I was trying to bring in like something unique that's probably not going to be happening in Fun Hacking Lab. Like Michael Haig is amazing, teaches story, like, you know, worked with Will Smith and all these crazy things. And so like, but it's like he's the longer form teacher. He's not probably like, you know, you got 28 minutes FHL, you got to light the room up with 5,000 people. Like it's not going to fit there, but he's amazing in that thing, you know? So we had him, one year at Sean Way, or last Fun Hacking Lab was Sean Whalen, who, literally flew in 30 minutes before in a helicopter. Cause you know, that's how he does things. And so he flew in and came, and it was like, that was amazing. We had Rachel Hollis one year. And so it's just kind of, I pick people who, they're probably not gonna have access to in a typical thing. People that aren't really speaking at a lot of events, but like they're unique, or like their brains fascinate me, or people I want to learn from. And that's usually, but we always have somebody like that comes to each one, just cause I want to give people that experience when they, you know, they come to the network, but it's like, I gotta hear. So like, there's something about that, you know, like I remember when I went to Kennedy's events the very first time, I think the very first one I went to, like Kathy Ireland was the speaker. And I just remember like telling my friends, like I met Kathy Ireland, you know, like it was such a dorky thing, but I was so excited. And then Joan Rivers, I met her one time, and I met like these different things. There's just something magical about that is unique. And I think so many people are now able to say like, I met the guy who worked on Hitch and he worked on the story on this. And like, that's just the cool thing that I want to give people, because, yeah, it's just a different thing that they don't get anywhere else, you know?
Well, Myron Golden at one point said, they were like, why did you buy XYZ? And he's like, I bought it because I want the story.
Yeah.
It's like, I paid this much for two seats. Like, no one has a story like that. To be able to create those stories for everybody, like, that's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, think about that. Like, I remember when I was getting this business, like, all those things were little things I still remember, you know? Like, I may not remember all the presentations, but all the events, or all the stuff, but it's like, oh, I do remember meeting Kathy Ireland. I do remember getting my picture of Dan Kennedy the first time. I do remember, like, those things are this, you know, we call them event horizons that you just, they're, you know, you never forget them.
That's cool. Yeah.
So, what was it like having Michael Haig back? Like, was it 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Was the last time that he spoke in, to your audience, right?
Yeah. And that was pre-ClickFunnels. So audience was like 30 people. It wasn't like we had a lot of people. In fact, that's where I met Myron. Myron came to that event. I met Myron at it. So Dagan Smith, he was a fellow wrestler. He wrestled the Duke. And so we met the first time at some seminar. And he's like, I'm a wrestler too. So we kind of connected. And Dagan loves story stuff. And I remember I was actually at a low point in my business where I was kind of just over it. It's, you know, the cycles that we all go through cycles. And so if you're bored or worn out sometime, it's okay. But I was like at the bottom where I was just burned out. I hated the business. I just wanted to run away. And Dagan called me, started telling me all this story stuff he was learning. And kind of like re-inspired me. In fact, if you read the Dedication Expert Secrets, it's to Dagan. Yeah. And it's because of that. Like he's the one that got, like brought that to my mind. And so I remember he told me, you have to listen to this audio. And it was the Heroes 2 Journeys that Michael Haig and Chris Vogler did. He's like, you have to listen to this. And so I listened to it. It was like a 6-hour long audio program. And that like got me into it. I was like, oh my gosh. And then at the time Dagan was playing with this idea he made up called the Invisible Funnel. And so he's like, we should invent together and bring people out. And he's like, we should get either Christopher Vogler or Michael Haig to come speak at it. And I'm like, they're like legit Hollywood people. There's no way we're going to get them to come to an event. And so he made some phone calls and he got through to Michael Haig and invited him. And so that was 10 years ago. He came to that event in Baltimore with like 30 people in the room. And he taught that. And that was my first introduction to, like, other than listening to an audio. And it was interesting because he didn't even know how it related to our world. So he like did this whole story thing. And then people even asked, like, how's this work for marketers? He's like, I don't really know. I was kind of stuck there, but that became like the premise for Expert Secrets later. It's like me trying to figure this out. Like, okay, I had Michael's like outlines and I had Christopher Vogler's outlines. I'm like, how do I tell a story based on these? And most things didn't work for a while. And then eventually after trying a million Periscopes and Facebook Lives and whatever. And then eventually it's like, I kind of figured out my version of it, which became, the Stories and Expert Secrets. So that was the first time we met him. And then this time it was cool having him come back because in the last 10 years, he learned about our world and he got excited. And so he wrote a book, even like how marketers can use story. And so this time was the first time I've seen him teach his framework based on like how we could actually use it, which was really cool. And like, so that was fun. And then the second half though, when he went into the hero's inner journey, did you like that part?
So I was going to ask you, like, because you came back up on stage and you're like, oh my gosh, like I forgot like how much deeper this goes. And he made the comment of, well, this wasn't, I didn't have this when you were learning from me, right? Like he made something to that effect. So I'm actually wondering, did you get any ideas or what were your thoughts when you were watching him talk about the inner journey?
Well, it's fascinating because like right now I'm trying to work on this book or I don't know. I think it's a book. It's just a project I'm trying to work on where it's like personal development, but through the lens of the hero's journeys. Like I'm really fascinated by how all the things sync up with what I'm trying to do. But I'd forgotten about most of the inner journey stuff. And even like how he described, because I can't remember right now, but it's like the core wound. And then from that wound grows the belief the next thing?
Yes.
But then he said something. He's like, the belief that comes from the wound is always incorrect, but it seems, how do you say it? It's logical. It's logical, but it's always incorrect. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that was so fascinating. And from there, that's what creates your identity. And he's like, not the way identity that you guys think of it. Identity is like a shield, how we protect ourselves. And identity is actually the thing that keeps us from your goal. And like, you have to like shed the identity to get to the essence. And like, he's going through the whole thing. And I'm like, someone told me they came over afterwards and they're like, I watched you watching Michael Hagan. You were freaking out. I'm like, he's like, I was so excited to watch how excited you were. But I was like, I was just looking at this whole thing because I'm like, that's like the journey we all go on, you know? And anyway, so that was just fun for me to kind of re-hear again. And now like I'm excited to go back to the film and just go re-watch that to understand it deeper because, at 10 o'clock at night, you're trying to catch it all. But you're like, I don't understand it all, but I can feel something here that's different, that's really exciting,
Yeah, it was awesome. Because, obviously, Hero's Two Journeys includes a bit of that, but it was like he took it like three levels deeper, right? And it was... And yeah, I can't wait to see what you come up with of how do you come and present that.
Something amazing. Yeah. That was fascinating. That's what he's famous for, is that inner journey that most people don't talk about, but man, it's the key. And it's fascinating too. He talked about how Hitch was the movie that Will Smith wrote based on his teachings, and like he started referencing like how the inner journey was happening with Hitch and like all that stuff. And anyway, yeah, so fascinating.
And it's funny because like the way that he did it, like he built his entire presentation as a movie. Like the very ending had to match the beginning. He had to like come back and fill the open loop. And then he had to have an inner journey part of it. He's like, if you dare to ever look at this in your own life through this lens, let me just give you a couple of guiding principles. It was so brilliant. It was so much fun. So after Inner Circle, what happens next for you? Like, what is your... Like the team grabs all the information. They make it put it somewhere so that way you can grab it. You've got all these insights. It takes a couple of days to kind of drill that down and kind of decide what that is. Yeah. How do you distill that into tasks that you send out to everybody?
So I got two answers for that. One is probably the better one, which is I remember Inner Circle, Brandon and Kaylin Pullen, again, probably the best implementers I've ever seen in our community. But Brandon, I remember he'd sit in Inner Circle with his laptop open. He had a huge Trello board with all of his people, everything. And as he'd get ideas, he'd open up that Trello card and like task it to the person, boom, task. And like in real time, as all the ideas are flowing from the stage, he's tasking them all out. And by the time it was done, I remember at first I was annoyed because I'm like, dude, like pay attention to like what people are saying. And he's like, and he told me, he's like, no, I'm like, this is my entire company. Every idea comes in, it goes to somebody. And has notes in there, and then I'll even tell him like, follow up with me if you need more clarity. But blah 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 blah. Here's a link to where to find this, And like he did all that, and so by the time Inner Circle was done, he closed his laptop and he's like, I'm done. And he would just go home, and it was so. I wish I could do that. I don't do that, but like that was the best like Anyway, that was amazing. So my version, which isn't quite as amazing, but so I used to do this because I remember the first three or four events I went to back in the day, like I would go and same thing. You're like, whoa, like so much stuff. And you come home and you're like, I don't know what to start on. And you sit for 3 or 4 days, like trying to figure out what to start on. And like, and then eventually like, it gets fuzzier in your head and you start forgetting and you can't remember. And then the next first fire comes up in your business, next thing. And then, you know, 3 months later, or 6 months later, you go to the next event and you're like, I didn't implement a single thing. And I remember getting frustrated by that. So one thing I started doing, is the flights home. I started using the flight home as like my sacred time because there's no one sitting next to me, no one can talk to me. And I opened my notebook and I would go through all my notes and I would start circling the ones that were like the, not just like a good idea, but like an actual like do this because it'll turn into money fast, right? And I would circle them. And then I would look at the next things that were just like, these are cool ideas or this could be a part of a book or this could be whatever. And I'd like highlight those differently. And I just kind of go through my notes that way. And that would help me to kind of review stuff, which helps you retain it obviously longer too, you know? And then at the end, I would take a page and just be like, now if I'm going to do everything, if I only do one thing from this whole experience, like what's the one nugget that actually is going to do something? And I would write that down. I was like, hey, that's the first thing Monday morning. Like that's all I'm attacking. And then it's like, if I get that done, what would be the second thing? And I go back through and like, that's probably the second best thing. And I would just make a list of like a hierarchy of what I actually want to implement from the thing. And then when I got home, I just start on the first one. And that was the thing for me that made events, and honestly, events, courses, everything powerful. Because I've had people who come to come to Funnel Hacking Live, and they've done, oh, it was a waste of my time. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're like, well, it was just so much stuff, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, now I go and like, I'll go sit for this 4-day event, and I'm like, I'm just looking for one nugget. Like, one nugget is all I really need for this to be worthwhile, right? And it's like that one thing, like that was it, boom, like I'm good to go.
No one's seen you backstage. Like you're taking notes.
Yeah,
like you're listening. You're interested just as much as everybody else. Like during this event, you were even in the back, and you had like a private screen, and you were taking notes, like
watching all the stuff. Yeah,
it's
even like I remember at Mastermind Paradise, Eric Thane was on stage, and I was like looking the whole thing, and he got off stage. I was like, all right, so when do we start? I'm hiring you. We're gonna do this. Like, you know, like this is great. You know, and 100%. Like I'm the biggest geek in the room by far. So yeah.
Some of the people who showed up for the Category King one and then were put into this one. Some of the people who showed up for the Mission or Mastermind in Paradise also became people who talk. Like, is this the process by which you find certain speakers for Funnel Hacking Live? Because like some people who are in Category Kings and even Mastermind in Paradise with Eric, they delivered and they deliver so much value that everyone just starts to lean in and you realize you're leaning in too. Yeah. And it's like, yep, that's definitely going to Funnel Hacking Live. Like, how do you?
Well, it's definitely interesting because people always ask me, how do you speak at Funnel Hacking Live? Or like, hey, I want to speak at Funnel Hacking Live, all these things. And I was like, I've never seen you speak before. I have no idea if you're like, how do you pick your speakers? I'm like, dude, like Funnel Hacking Live is 90% like this, it's our people, like right? The people having success. And then people get frustrated. Like, well, I'm having success. Why don't you follow me? I'm like, I only see certain people. So like, so most of the speakers are people who are either in Atlas, Category Kings, or Inner Circle. Because that's where I have a chance to see them interact, see them present, see them speak, like all that kind of stuff. And 100%, like, you know, I think if you look at past FHLs, you notice that almost every speaker is from those groups. Even if they don't speak on stage at a Mastermind Paradise, like when I'm going from room to room, or everyone's like I get all the you know, when the rooms come back in and people are like, oh my gosh, you see so-and-so's thing? I'm like, no, let me, like, that's what I'm looking for is the ones that like everyone's freaking out about. Cause it's like, okay, that's the kind of thing that you want at FHL. It gives me the ability to curate the speeches that are going to be the ones that when someone does come to FHL, you have an experience where it's like, how do they do it every single year? It's better than last year. It's like, I have a whole year where I'm testing out everybody's presentation, seeing who's good, seeing who's not, you know, and I watch our community very, very close. Like, people always laugh. Like, are you actually on social media? Are you watching? Like, in fact, Preston, can't remember his last name right now, but
Anderson.
Anyway, yeah, but every morning for some reason, like Facebook algorithm, like makes me love him for some reason. He's always the first post I ever see, so I always see it, and he's usually saying something nice about us or our community or something. So I always like it, and so I told him that yesterday. I was like, hey man, like just you know, every time I open Facebook, you're the first thing. He's like, so is that really you liking the comments? I'm like every time. He's like, really? And I was like, yeah. The people I follow are like the people in my inner circle, Alex, I'm watching whatever's doing. I'm watching them publish. I'm watching the things like, that's why if you look at my social following, you're like, why are you following this coupon? Or why are you following this so-and-so? I'm like, because they're in my groups. Like I'm watching what people are doing because I'm trying to find like, for me, like what are the things I can start figuring out that are like, oh, that's how they're doing that. Like, you know, have them speak the thing so I can see how they're actually doing it or whatever. And you know, like, that's definitely the process. So anyone wants to learn, speak FHL, there it is. Like join, you know, go to CCX, one or two comic club, to Comic Club Award, get into Inner Circle, and then like share, like create a give, and like when everyone's talking about you, like everyone on our staff will know who you are, because, you know, anyway, so that's typically the process.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I look at people that have, that I know personally, that have spoken at FHL, and it's fun to watch their journey and how that happened.
I remember when with Catherine Jones, when she actually, well, it's funny because I knew on my side what happened, but then on her side at FHL, she told the story, and she's like, this is the day that Russell realized who I was. This day he followed me on Instagram. And then here, he was the first person to watch every story within a minute of me posting or whatever. And some of that. And then here's what he asked me. Because I was aware of her. I started following her. And I like fascinated about what she was doing. I was watching stuff and like paying attention. And it's like, oh, she'd be amazing to have it, you know? And like, so anyway, yeah. If I'm stalking you, but there's a chance.
Kind of feel that way a little bit. Not that I'm at all on the radar for that, but like that's kind of how it felt like 100%. For me in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is the day that he friend requested me. Oh, this is the day that he liked my post.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
100%. You went through it. So welcome to the table. Yes.
How did you discover, like, so I remember after I had gone and was building my own funnels, doing like Facebook lives, because you said do a Facebook live every day. So I was publishing somewhere every single day. And I did one where I said, Russell Brunson fixed my webinar. It was the webinar we were doing that Ben Jenke and I were doing to try to sell ClickStart. And you were watching it, and I was like, oh my gosh, hi Russell. Like, I didn't even think that you're like, of course I remember you. I was like, what? How often are you watching the community? Like, I don't think that the community sometimes feels distant. They're like, you know, we don't get to see what's going on with Russell every day. I don't think anyone realizes how often you watch, because you knew about Susan same time I knew about Susan. Like, I saw Susan like going live all the time, and I was like, this is awesome. You did the same thing. Like, how, and why is Funnel Hacker TV a thing now?
Yeah. It's a good question. I think, you know, if you look at how we built ClickFunnels, like obviously there's software, but a big, you know, I'm not a coder, so I can't participate in that. So for me, it was like, I want to build the best training, stuff like that. But then about the time we launched ClickFunnels, when we launched Inner Circle, and like every 3 months people come here, and like me hearing everybody's stories is what shaped Inner Circle, right? Because like I hear from someone, so they're frustrated, or they like this, or they figure out they want to try this. And so like I go back to Todd and like, okay, this is what, like this is like me having my pulse on the community. Like, these need to change or tweak or like things like that. And so that's kind of how it started. And then I started trying to, like, you know, obviously I get to meet people here all the time, but it's like next level out. And so for me, it was like following and just watching people, so I can kind of see what's happening, so I have the pulse on the community, so I can help try to dictate. I mean, I've asked you 3 times, like, what would you do if you were to change this part of the app? What would you do over here? What would you do over here? Like, I want to, you know, and it's hard because the community is so big that there's a million people who want to like complain or fight about stuff. But it's like, I want to listen to people who actually have constructive feedback and are like, you know, want to make it better and like those kind of things. So like, I'm doing those kind of things. But I think the other, and this comes back to like why we're trying to do this Funnel Hacker TV now, why I'm so excited by it, is I feel like a couple years ago when things were smaller, I was like broadcasting everything. I was going live a million times a day and this and that. And like, and so I think people saw what was happening in the communities, and it was great. But, you know, a decade of that's exhausting, you know, and I've been doing ClickFunnels now. This is our, I think this is our 10 year, right? Nine or 10. Yeah. It's been a long, long time. And so, it's just harder for me to like get excited and be like, hey, but the stuff's still happening. Like, there's amazing things happening. Like, holy cow, in the last, since Funnel Hacking Live till now, there's been like 20 events. Like, it's things are happening. And so, I feel like a lot of our communities, they're like, while I'm watching the community, the community's not always seeing all the cool stuff that's happening. And so, Ben, like, I told you this, like, my favorite thing back in the day, like, you know, we put on Funnel Hacking Live, and it's this crazy, huge show, and all these things are happening. And at night, when I go back to my room, I sit back and I'm just like, oh, trying to like relax. And so I open up social. I'm like, I want to see people, if they enjoyed it or they didn't. And most people are partying and drinking, or I don't know, whoever. They're not posting on social, but a few people are. And like, in fact, if you want to get on Russell's good side, during Funnel Hacking Live, post things and tag me about how great you thought things were, because I'm watching it all. It ruminated. That's why, like, at the end of an event, how I like kind of decompress is just like trying to feel like, was it good? Was it not good? What people were saying. And so I would watch all the comments, and like my favorite thing is like every year you'd be like, day number one, like this is what happened. Like, did you know Russell was doing this and this? And like, and all these kind of things. And like, And I was joking with you, but like this year was the first year that you were like on staff behind the scenes, uh-huh. and every night, like he never published. And I was like, crap, this event sucks. No one's like talking about it, where Ben's not even excited. Like, oh. And then it's funny because Mastermind Paradise was the same thing. We do all these things, and at night I go home and I'm like looking, and you kept posting like your takeaways. So I watched every one of your videos, yeah. and it was so much fun to like, okay, like we're doing a good job. And like, and so for me, it was that. And I was like, how do we bring that to like the entire community? Because like if everyone knew like the exciting things were happening, like, again, Inner Circle just happened. And no, like, 100 people in the room, you know, 999,900 people are sitting home, don't even know what's happening. They have no idea, like, what's happening in this room. Like, the world is changing in this room. Like, you know, and like, I can see it, I can feel it, and, like, people in the room feel it. No one else even knows about it, right? Or Funnel Hacking Live, like, the 5,000 people in the room know, and no one else knows. And, like, and so that was kind of where we started. That I approached both you guys independently, like we need to have something where everyone else can feel the energy of what's happening. And I was like, there's so many things, there's events, like we're flying here, we're doing this here, we're in Mexico, we're like doing all these things, like how do we bring that energy to everybody else? And so that was kind of the rebirth of this Funnel Hacker TV, which we did the first two episodes this week, as you guys know. And I know that 100, okay, so think about this, 100 people were in Boise, in Inner Circle, experiencing it. And then because you guys came on live, 100,000 people now were aware of it. Which does a couple things. For those who have a business and you're trying to ascend somebody up the value ladder, it makes them aware of the top of the value ladder, which is cool, right? But number two, it's like, now it's like the energy of like, oh, Russell, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, Russell doesn't care about us. Russell's being silent. He's not talking enough. Like, I'm not talking enough because I am working my butt off for all the people. You know, like I've run, like literally, I think 12 events since FHL. Like, I'm not being quiet. No. It's just I'm working with the people who are coming to, you know, they're swimming towards us. Like, those are the ones I'm working with as fast as I can. And this gives people a glimpse of it, right? And so my goal with this is like, as you guys know, is like all the events that are happening is like one of you or both of you or someone's at each of the events sharing like behind the scenes is what's happening, like bringing the best nuggets back in so the community is aware and they can get pieces of the gold that's being dropped everywhere and like help them implement it. And so so anyone who's listening to this who hasn't yet, or if you're watching this on YouTube or whatever, if you go to funnelhacker.tv, you can register. And what's cool, I think all the past ones are archived there as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So you can go see the two Inner Circle behind the scenes, which is cool because you guys literally, you watched all the stuff and you came back like, here's the best things we saw. Here's the best things. Like, people get a free sneak peek behind the scenes. So how are you guys enjoying it so far, by the way?
It's been fun so far, yeah.
It's come more natural than I thought we thought it would. Like, it's just, yeah, I just get to geek out.
It came together so fast. It's like, Russell reaches out to me and he's like, when you do this thing? And then, like, the next day, I think, Ben and I were meeting about like, okay, what is this going to look like? And then it's like, okay, we're doing the first one next week. I'm like, okay.
There's another one tomorrow. Cause the first one great. And now it's the next day. We're just going to voice and let's talk about it or come to the office, talk about it on podcast. And
yeah. And we've got three things in a row. Yeah.
Welcome to my world. Hopefully I don't burn you out too fast.
It's awesome. No, but it's been so fun. And I think that it's going to be like the thing that I agree with you. I think it's been in the community as a whole, what's been missing a little bit is that link, that connection. Cause you can't do all the things, right? You can't be there every day like you used to. And so we'll just kind of step in and make sure that the community has a pulse on you and ClickFunnels and the community and the other marketing businesses in the circle. And, yeah, I think it's gonna be awesome.
And you, so we're streaming on, they're being streamed on the Russell Brunson page, right? And then also inside the ClickFunnels group. So that's the places that are happening live for you guys to make sure you're watching them. But again, if you go to funnelhacker.tv, you can register. That gives you a text or an email before they start. And you see the replays. And then do you want to talk about your other group as well? Because you guys have a really cool group for anyone who wants to geek out on ClickFunnels 2.0. Here's your blatant pitch time to tell them about. Because this group's amazing. Well, I think everybody should be part of it.
Let me start with the story, right? So Funnel Hacking 2021, Funnel Hacking Live 2.0 is announced. And my partner Andrea Pierre and I and Dan was like he wasn't there live in person, but like he was on the phone with us and we were like relaying all the, because he was watching it virtually that year. And we're like, we have to do something, like we have to go. And like we wanted to be in on all of it. We wanted to be know what was happening. And so we started publishing every week from that point. And it hadn't even been released. It was like a whole another year, right? And we're like, okay, well, let's just talk about like what we hope it to be and our predictions and like, oh, this is what it's like in Classic, but here's what we hope to see in 2.0. And it was just really fun. And then it gets released beta, just beta. And so we, like, a couple of us get our hands on it, and we're like, okay, we start playing with it. And then it's launched last October, right? And so then our content shifted into, like, okay, let's just, like, help everyone learn how to use it. And now that it's out and it's been out and people are using it, now it's we've shifted a little bit more into, like, okay, let's help everyone be able to take Linchpin and get that into the tech. It's like there's a bit of this gap. So yeah, our group is called CF 2.0 Geek Out, and we probably spend way more time than we should giving a lot of content in the group. And it's just a lot of fun. Yeah.
I love a group because it's been good for us too. Cause like as ClickFunnels 2.0 launched, you know, there's things that are working amazing. Some things are struggling. You know, they aren't where we want to be yet. And it's been fun too. Cause seeing you guys, like, as you're building everybody's businesses out and then coming back and like, oh, this doesn't work right yet. We're hoping for this. And we're taking that, like, hey, how do we keep up with everything you guys are doing over there and try to make it perfect? My goal is that someday you'll be like, everything in here is flawless. We only use ClickFunnels for everything. So that's my number one goal in life now.
Oh, that's amazing. Cause that's like our number one hope. We're like, we just want to be able, because we have this thing we call, like, we call it the Geek Stack. Cause we were like, okay. Cause I mean, when it was beta and then when it was first released, like, we only had funnel hubs, right? We couldn't even build funnels in it at first. And so we were like, okay, well, we have to obviously still continue using Classic. And so we're like, well, let's just tell everybody what we do use. What is our tech stack? And one of the other, our other intentions of that is, like, everyone always is talking about, like, oh, I want an all-in-one platform. I want all in one. And they go and use other ones thinking it's all in one, and it really isn't. And so we were like, well, what would all in one look like? So yeah, our goal, our hope and dreams is that that stack shrinks and we get down to just, you know,
just ClickFunnels.
Hopefully just one, right?
That is the goal. You got to send me your tech stack so I can see that, and I'll make sure I take it. We're flying out to Atlanta in a week or two to go work with Todd and all this stuff. So
yeah,
that'd be cool to see. For sure. That's awesome. Well, thanks, guys, for first off saying yes to my idea of doing a TV show as often as possible into the group. I'm excited to see how it keeps growing. I still can't be 100,000 views on the first one.
And it's organic. It just took off.
It's crazy because, like, even my own shows don't, like, when I go live, doesn't do that well. So I'm pumped, like, which is great for me. I'd rather you guys do 1,000 times better than me. It's even better. So thank you guys for doing that. And then also, you know, jump on the podcast and hopefully this gives everyone who's listening just kind of a behind-the-scenes peek of what's happening. If you guys want to make sure you are on the notification list, go to funnelhacker.tv. You can get signed up through email or through text message, and every time they go live, you'll get a message right before, and you can jump on and see all the stuff, or you can watch the past episodes. But they'll give you guys a good glimpse of all the chaos that's happening behind the scenes. Like, we're moving fast here at ClickFunnels. There's a lot of things happening. Like, there's an event in this room that we're filming this in almost every single week. Like, last week we filmed the Lady Boss. We had Kaylin Poland came back in, spent a week in here. We relaunched Lady Boss with a new front end challenge she built. It is insane. It's going to be literally be the greatest front end funnel ever in network marketing history. I think that company will grow. I think it will be the fastest growing network marketing company ever because of the funnel that Kaylin created and built and designed and filmed here. And that was like, oh, just last week we did that. And then now we're on, then we had Inner Circle Week. And the next week it's just like, there's so much stuff happening. And so, yeah, this will be your guys' glimpse to the chaos. So, but it's fun. So grateful for you guys being on board for all this, and everyone listen, make sure you go to funnelhacker.tv, get on the list to see all those things. And anything else we should?
I can't think of anything else. Just go pay attention. If you want the text reminders, all you have to do is text FHTV to 208-231-3797. That's FHTV to 208.
He's got to memorize. Don't, you got to finish. They got it.
208. 231-3797.
There we go.
That's amazing. There you go. I've
been practicing all week. I want to get this.
And if any of you guys are listening, want to be in the inner circle, we only open it typically at Funnel Hacking Live, but we do have, if you go to innercircleforlife.com, there's a page, you see a video, and there's like a waiting list there you can get on. And then if and when we reopen the inner circle, yeah, that's the only way to get in. So either at FHL or through there. So I think that's it then. So thanks you guys for being here. Thanks everyone for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, let us know. We don't do too many interview style things on the Marketing Secrets podcast. This is fun. It's way easier for me. Maybe we should do this more often. So okay. As soon as we get Ben to move to Boise, this will be a weekly thing. So here until then. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you guys all soon. Bye everybody.